Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anvitas. Let's get to it. It's Monday, September 13th, 2021. Welcome to Day 237. House Democrats outlined their proposed tax increases on corporations and wealthy people to help offset the costs of Biden's $3.5 trillion economic plan. The plan from the House Ways and Means Committee calls for raising the corporate tax rate to 26.5%, up from 21, as well as a 3 percentage point surcharge on individual income above $5 million, and it would raise the capital gains tax from 20 to 25%. A White House spokesman said the proposal, quote, meets two core goals the president laid out at the beginning of this process. It does not raise taxes on Americans earning under $400,000, and it repeals the core elements of the Trump tax giveaways for the wealthy and corporations that have done nothing to strengthen our country's economic health, end quote. Meanwhile, Senator Joe Manchin once again said that he would not support Biden's plan to expand the nation's social safety net, which would include investments in climate change, healthcare, taxes, and education. He said, I cannot support $3.5 trillion, and then cited his opposition to the proposed increase in the corporate tax rate. Manchin said Chuck Schumer will not have his vote on the 3.5, adding that there's no way Congress can meet the September 27th deadline set by Nancy Pelosi for passage of the bill. Manchin also said it's going to be $1.5 trillion. We don't know where it's going to be. It's not going to be at $3.5 trillion, I can assure you. Democrats need all 50 votes to pass the budget reconciliation package. Kyrsten Sinema, another moderate Democrat, has also expressed concern over the cost of the bill. Moving on, a group of leading U.S. and international scientists suggested that COVID-19 vaccine booster shots are not appropriate at this stage in the pandemic. The international group of scientists, including some at the FDA and WHO, concluded that boosting the vaccinated population does not outweigh the benefit of using those doses to immunize the billions of people who remain unvaccinated around the world. The authors wrote, none of the studies has provided credible evidence of substantially declining protection against severe disease, noting that there could be side effects if boosters are introduced too soon or too broadly. The group did, however, say that booster shots may eventually be needed for the general population if vaccine-induced immunity wanes or if a new variant emerges that can evade the body's immune response. Several recent studies published by the CDC suggest that the vaccines do hold steady against severe illness, including with the Delta variant. Earlier this year, the Biden administration proposed administering vaccine boosters 8 months after the initial shots, starting September 20th. A committee of FDA advisors is scheduled to meet on Friday to review the data. Meanwhile, the U.S. ranks last among the world's 7th wealthiest democracies when it comes to the COVID-19 vaccination rate. Roughly 62% of Americans have received at least one dose of a COVID vaccine. Canada leads the G7 countries in vaccination rates, with almost 75% of its population at least partially vaccinated, followed by France at 73%, Italy 72%, UK 71%, Germany 66%, and Japan at 63%. The U.S. ranks 6th out of the group of 7 nations, however, when it comes to fully vaccinated people, standing around 53%. And finally, Capitol Police arrested a man with multiple knives, a bayonet, and a machete near the Democratic National Committee headquarters in Washington. Donald Craighead told Capitol Police that he was on patrol and began bringing up white supremacist ideology and other rhetoric pertaining to white supremacy. His pickup truck also had a swastika and other white supremacist symbols painted on it. And in the polls, CNN says 51% of Americans support coronavirus vaccination mandates for everyday activities, while 49% call the vaccine mandates an unacceptable infringement on personal rights. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anvitas.